Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God on the Nation Villa Network, the Muslim People Network, with politics, with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim Villa, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signings, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, pay money on the entertainment news. Money train, baby. With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, ninja? What's up, people's Fernandez? Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Breaking news, baby. Ha ha! Yeah! Suckers!
Have a great show tonight. I got my man Ben going to be on the show from the UK across seas. RB Cat about to kill the scenes over here in the States and about to kill it over there in the UK. Hey, I also have Miss Mary. You know her. If you don't know her, you're about to know her today. She's a reality show host in Memphis, Tennessee. A lot of big things going on with her. And you also got DJ Black Caesar in Vienna. And we're going to bring you this show presented by the Nation Villain. Entertainment news by Sister Gidget. Rinse Duke, baby. You guys know how it go. How's everybody doing out there? How you doing, Viella? What's up, Viella?
I'm doing. I could just say that I'm doing. And what's up, DJ Black Caesar? That's all I can say. I'm just doing. I'm surviving.
Hey, Vienna, our prayers go out to you, man. I know you're up in Memphis. I know you're in New York City. You guys got over the hurricane 2 times, and you lost everything. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Well, it so happened that, you know, I was in the process of moving, and I figured, well, you know what? Let me put everything in storage. So, like that, when it's time for me to leave, I could just leave with whatever I have upstairs in, you know, in the apartment. And it kind of worked out that way, but it didn't work out that way because I ended up losing everything that you could think of in the storage.
Wow.
Yeah, due to Hurricane Sandy, everything.
Wow.
All I had was just the clothes on my back, but I thank God that my son has all his clothes. I didn't put anything in storage as far as him, clothing-wise.
Okay.
I lost his crib. I lost my whole apartment. Everything. My clothes, everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So you could say I'm literally starting from scratch, which is good because, you know, God has a way of doing things, you know. And, I mean, it was brand new furniture anyway, but I guess he didn't want me to have that furniture or clothes.
I mean,
but you know what, Caesar? That's all I could do is just laugh about it. I can't cry. Well, you know, as you know, I lost all my documents and everything, too, so, you know, I'm starting from scratch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Well, you can go back and get your documents from those agencies that you got the documents from in the beginning, like your birth certificate and stuff like that, your school diploma. You can go back to school and get that.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, like as far as the passport
pictures,
is concerned.
You like pictures and stuff like that? Yeah, okay.
You know what? I actually got to save, even though, you know, it was soaked, but that was the first thing that I grabbed out of my file cabinet was all the pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to save that. And I got to save some knickknacks that were on top of my son's dressers, like his first haircut, like all these little knickknacks that he had.
Right.
I got to
save
that. And it's funny because I ended up finding my grandmother's wedding band that I thought I had lost.
Okay.
Throughout the whole ordeal, I ended up finding my grandmother's, wedding band. And that was, like, something like just, It was just placed on top of the box, and it was like, here, Vianna, you know, I'm with you, you know? And
right.
I haven't taken her waiting band off since I found it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's real crazy. But,
yeah,
hey, man, I know how it goes. I've been in a storm, too, and I know how it goes. But God's been blessing you, so you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll be okay. I'm just trying not to, you know, lose my sanity. That's why I just crack jokes and just,
yeah.
you know.
Just, you know,
just basically, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But other than that, everything's been okay, though. You know, just...
Well, that's good. I mean, other than that, I don't know what other than that is, but hey, okay. You still got
I'm trying not to lose my head. That's what it is. I'm trying not to lose my head. I have to keep that balance, you know?
Wow. Well, look, lady, we'll most definitely have you in our prayers, and we'll most definitely take care of you when I get ready for bed at night. I'll get on my knees and say a little prayer for you and your son.
Aw, thank
you.
Vianna.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Vianna, you know how it is. You know how it is. Hey, tonight we're going to have a good show. We got Ben Wretched over in the UK. He's on the phone with me right now. And we also have Miss Mary. She's on the phone also. And she has a lot of things going on in Memphis, Tennessee. But the first person up, I'm going to do Ben because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning over there. And I know he's tired, so he stayed up for his interview. Hey, Ben, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, Ben?
Yeah. I'm good. Just chilling, you know.
Okay. Miss Mary, can you unmute your phone for us?
Yes, how you doing?
How you doing, Miss Mary?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Hey, guys, check it out. Here's the thing for you guys right now, a little bit of a blessing also. We usually have three people on the phone, but the other gentleman, he didn't get his stuff to me on time, and I told him that, you know, we can't do it, so, you know, that's it. So you guys got the show all to yourselves today. So whatever you guys want to talk about, we can talk about that. You guys get a little extra time. You and Ben get a little extra. So if we take a little longer, that's why we're taking a little longer. So we get to play your music and get to know you guys. The rest of the world gets to know you guys. So, Ben, we're going to deal with you first of all, since it's like 1 o'clock in the morning over in the U.K., and I know you're ready to go to bed,
yeah.
So we're going to deal with you first. Miss Mary, if you be patient and wait, that would be great.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, guys, we're going to play one more song for everybody out there right now. We're going to go to that song right now so we can get it cracking. This song right here is Coke, Dirty Laundry. And myself on the song, so check it out. 2 minutes and 58 seconds. Not gonna be too long.
Dirty laundry, man. We gon' air them out, though. Yeah. I got a problem with your haters. This issue is major, like Kool-Aid. Not enough sugar, fucking up the flavor. Got bitches that I made, same bitches that hate me. Baby mama drama escalating, son devastated. Trust no niggas, even though they say they cool. They plotting on you from the dome, homie, don't play the fool. Selling dope ain't fun no more, nigga, you need to quit it. Cause once you start getting dope, everybody snitching. I never met a real nigga in my lifetime. A lot of niggas claim to be the devil is a lie. A bitch got a motor behind every move she make. Eve did it, bite the fruit, she had sex with Satan. That means she knew the servant, that means she's at his service. That means pussy is power, that pleasure's pushing perfect. You either feel me or you don't, nigga. Jealousy will either kill me or it won't, nigga. I ain't afraid to die, nah. I ain't afraid to fly, nah. I believe in God, but I ain't sanctified. Dirty laundry, air him out, about to carry him out. Like Jesus out of I was death and I stare him down. I truly believe God got a place for me. Made in his image, God threw his face on me. Nigga wanna smile on my face in front of me. Friend of all heavy, yeah, nigga pull the gun on me. I never back down,
nah.
I never run, homie. You either go up tight or dump a slug on me. I'm done, you can have it. Now I'm traveling with no baggage. Just stay fucking a bad bitch, beyond average. I know you jealous motherfuckers wanna take me out. Backstabbing bitches always wanna break me down. Baby mama say she got some niggas coming for me. I'm waiting at my front door with the Glock 40. Friend and foe, I don't care, I'ma let it go. Go, friend and foe, you stepping up, nigga, you gotta go. Go.
Hey mama, can you wash my clothes for me?
Hey, let me ask Viral. That's all right.
I ask Viral.
You.
Yeah. That's my man Coke right there, my little brother, and myself just messing around, guys, trying to do what it do. We made that song right there. It's called Dirty Lunder. If you like that song, you can go online and find it anywhere online. We got it at SoundCloud. We got it at iTunes, so you guys check it out. Hey, everybody. We're going to pray for my girl, Vienna. She's in the New York Sandy Storm, and she lost everything. Oh, I'm so sad. Hey, guys, let's we're going to pray for her. Let's take a moment and pray for her. No, everybody, just listen. Don't say anything. Just a moment of silence right quick for my girl, Vienna. Okay, thanks, everybody. I appreciate that. That was wonderful. Vienna, we love you, baby. We got to do it. So, yeah,
and I love you all, too.
Yeah, we're going to take care of you, Vienna. Hey, just call me up and I'll ask, baby. You know how I do it. So if you need anything, just make sure you ask me.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's not a problem, okay. Baby. You know I will.
Hey, Vienna, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to talk to my man, Ben Richford. He's a DJ. He's a house music techno guy. He's everything underneath the sun. If you're thinking about it, he has a website. He has a beat website that's real big right now. He has, like, a lot of people on it. So let's find out who Ben Richford is in the U.K. What's up, Ben?
What's up? How's it?
Hey, man, we're doing good, brother. Hey, we just want to know, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, where are you from and who are you?
Well, I'm from the United Kingdom, obviously. I go under the name DJ Ratch at the moment. I'd say I'm a house techno producer with an album coming out called Lands Apart with my homeboy DJ Knock, also Nocturne. He's also a rapper, so you have to check out some of his music as well. He's really busy at the moment, so yeah, our album's taking a little bit longer to get out, but it's going to be good when it comes out. We don't want to rush it.
Now, your gang is New York, right?
He's based out of Rome, New York, so we're sort of an international, and if you see the album art, it looks hot because it's got the UK flag, it's got the US flag, and it's called Lands Apart. It looks good. I enjoy it.
I like the way it looks, but it was too big. I couldn't get it downloaded in my playlist on my show. I couldn't get it downloaded. It was a little too big, and I didn't get back to you
Because actually, Ditto Music actually asked for it to be in that size. So when we released it, it was going to be at that size. So that's how they got it, and that's why it's big. So, yeah.
Hey, Ben, look, check it out, brother. This is how the show works, man. Actually, I need you to speak up a little louder also. I'm just telling you that now. But also, the show goes like this. Vienna, she's my co-host. She lives in New York City. She's basically going to talk to you and ask you some questions. And then I'll come back on later on and ask you some questions, really, so everybody else can get to know you, because I already know who you are and I know what you do. But Vienna doesn't know, so... we're going to let Vienna talk to you first, Ben, if that's all right with you.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm up, you know.
Okay, thanks, guys. Okay, Vienna, you take it away. It's all your show, baby.
Hi, Dan. How are you over there in the UK, staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning? Thank you.
Yeah, a bit tired, but, you know, I'm enjoying the show. So, you know what? I don't mind staying up.
All right, that's good. How did you get started in the music industry?
Well, many years ago, when the MM show came out, 02 now, that was the first hip-hop CD I ever got. I didn't even know what rap was then, so I was like, wow. I started listening to Clean Out the Closet, because that's the first song I heard on the radio. Then my stepbrother introduced me to more of his songs, and then I just sort of slowly looked into rap, then into 50 Cent, and then I thought, you know what, I can produce this. Got into beat making on FL Studio just for free. And then I got it for Christmas. And I was like, yes, first music software. I bought my own, like, MIDI keyboard and all that. And just started making beats. And I never actually sold them, you know, just doing stuff. I submitted them for TV and film placements in early 2009. And I come top four. I actually came top four out of 500 entries. EDM music, which I am currently at the moment, producing, is sort of like when Bass Hunter came out, he was like an international, you know, dance music. I was like, I enjoy this. I wish I could do this. So then when I met DJ Knock on studiolink.com, we both like EDM music. So we basically just formed GKS and started producing, sending tracks between each other, and we've got some nice music. So
right.
For over the 8 years I've been doing music, I've met a good contact. I mean, I got a couple of good contacts. Obviously, DJ Knock, who basically helped me improve my music. If it wasn't for him, I'd probably still be way back behind everyone else and probably given it up by now and, would not want to touch it again. But so thanks to DJ Knock for being there and helping me out. I mean, apart from our original music, we do remixes, and my boy Focus, he mastered my recent track, Rock Legends. But shout out to Focus for mixing and mastering that. So yeah, that's basically how I got into the music industry.
Now, what is the music that you like the most? Now, I know DJ Maxiza was saying that you specialize in house music and hip-hop. Now, getting into both genres, they're both different genres. I mean, hip-hop and house, techno, that's so different. How do you balance that out?
Well, I've sort of got to the point where I've left hip-hop behind a little bit. Like, I have not, done hip-hop for a few months now. I sort of left it behind, and I was just like, well, I'm into house now, and I go through these times where I want to do hip-hop or I want to do house. And at the moment, I'm doing my house music, but I'm still keeping my hip-hop vibe alive, trying to mix hip-hop with house, trying to get a nice dance part, and then have switch it between hip-hop to get a rap on it, but it's just finding the right beat, and the BPM, and it's just experimenting at the moment. So it's still there, but it's not there all the time now.
Right, and I think it's hot, though, because the way you could just mix it up, because you could always mix it, like you said, you could always mix hip-hop with the house techno, providing that you got a good beat and everything just flows. You know what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
The whole techno,
yeah.
And just the whole techno aspect of it, because I was into techno at one point, for a little bit. Have you produced any type of techno? Do you find it difficult?
No. I do find it difficult because of the melodies. I'm not actually able to do melodies myself.
Uh-huh.
So my early techno and house was a couple of arps, a couple of synths that I thought sounded good. But I say with Nocturne by my side, pointing out where I'm going wrong and adjusting my tracks, we've actually managed to create Lands Apart, and it is going to be a good album. The first track, 909, is out on iTunes now, and
uh-huh.
You can hear it on my SoundCloud, which is good.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's I tend to work with four on the floor, so it's kick, kick, kick.
Right.
And I don't like soft kicks. I like to EQ my kicks right up so they bang, and if you heard them through speakers, you can hear them free down at my end of the street, that sort
right.
of kicks. So I want someone to be able to stand at the other end of the street and be able to hear my music. So yeah, I like it very loud.
Hey Ben, I'm digging everything. I've been on your SoundCloud checking out your music, man. I've been there today, all day, literally checking out your music, and I didn't know that you were into that like you are, man, because I'm into house music, I'm into techno, I'm into electric music. That's what I started out doing myself. I started out listening to that back in the days, about 30 years ago. I started out listening to house music and party music, and I didn't know that you were so into it like you are, but your music is great, man. I was digging everything that you've done. And I just can't wait to hear what you and Boss Lady. Actually, him and Boss Lady got a song that Boss Lady is about to do a hook on one of his songs, Vianna. We took care of that. I hooked up. Boss Lady called me yesterday, and Ben called me yesterday, so I put them on the phone. And they're about to do a song together, and it's going to be over in the UK. Ben's going to promote it over in the UK, and when we get it over here, we're going to promote it over here in the States and see what we can do with it.
I know.
Man,
yeah, no, she was telling me about it this morning. I'm like, you're getting into the techno.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? It's a good crossover because she needs to
yeah,
cross
yeah,
over
yeah.
into that, you
yeah.
know, and just plug into that scene, because techno it was hot out there in the UK.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, the way we're going to do the track is not like a normal track, if that makes sense. What we've done is, so far we've put a verse on, we've put 16-bar verses, so 16-bar verse, and we've taken the chorus out, the hook, taken the bridge, taken everything apart, taken the track apart, so we stuck this verse down. And then instead of a hook, we've put a hard dance part in. So, like, it just goes really, like, you just want to jump, I believe. I haven't actually heard the finished track yet. It's coming very soon.
She's going to kill that track, that's for sure. Especially when it comes to the whole techno thing, you know, because even, like, House is just one beat. Boom, 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 boom. And you figure the boom, 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 and the whole techno thing and the way, you know... Thank you. And the way you guys, you know, you're going to produce the track and with her flow, oh, my God, it's going to be crazy out there.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
I just, personally, I can't wait to spin it at the club. You know, when I go and do my set at the club, I can't wait to be like, this is brand new, and spin it on.
Right.
And just, yeah. So, yeah,
that's gonna be hot. That's gonna be hot right there.
Mm-hmm.
Presenting a new song to a club like that. Basically, you got our girl on it. That's gonna be hot, Ben. That's gonna be really
hot.
Gonna
be. Yeah. And it's a good look. You know, it's a good look for her going over there, and it's a good look for him being over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right, it's basically more like a crossover.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And
I love that.
And then on top of that, Ben can book up some shows over there with her. You know, and with myself, Ben. I'm waiting to get some shows booked over there, man. Next thing, we need to get some shows booked
over
there.
Let's make sure that I get my passport back so I can be joining y'all.
Yeah.
Being that I lost everything. Give me a few months. Just give me a month. I'll be all right.
I'm actually coming back over to the States again. I'll be in the States again in June. I'll be back in the same place I was working this summer. Obviously, try not to get my ass robbed. But you know what? I'm looking forward to it. And if I get to the point where I'm able to play shows in the US, I'll definitely do it.
You know what's good about it,
Ben?
Vienna actually lives in the area where you were going. So you get to meet her.
She's up in.
Yeah, she's in New York. Yeah, she's in New York.
I'm right in New York, Ben.
And, Ben, guess what? You know, since you're coming back to the States, and I'm going to come up there and meet you, man. So that'll be a good idea for when you get there to let Vienna know you're there and let me know you're going to be there and where you're going to be at so I can come up there and meet you guys.
Definitely. I mean, I'll probably go see the Mexican play and then go into New York after that. I don't know. Depends on my schedule.
That's cool.
But, yeah, definitely. I'll let you know when I'm up there.
Cool. That's what's up.
Again.
Yeah, that'll be cool. It'll take me about a week to come up there and get to meet you.
Yeah, definitely. I love the States.
Hey, Ben, let me ask you another question, man. I know you do hip-hop. I know you do techno, and I know you're doing the house music thing. But, I mean, I know that's a big thing over there. Can you tell us how big it is over there? Do the people really, really get into it? I know I've seen the people in the clubs on the UK. Every movie that I see, it always has house music.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not like Ibiza, because obviously Ibiza is the clubbing capital of the world. You go there, and then you go to Florida. But in the UK, the clubs are good, because, like, we got celebrities go to all the London clubs. We had JLS in Bath, which is my local town, in the club recently. Dappy, who's a UK rapper, he comes to the clubs. I mean, what I'm in, the clubs open 5, 6, 7 days a week, non-stop. And, like, there's this big festival. It's a 3-day festival in the UK. It's up north, right up north, by Liverpool. It's called Creamfields. And they have the artists like Deadmau5, Tiësto, Swedish House Mafia. They sell around 200,000 tickets plus for the 3-day weekend. You go count there, and literally it's a non-stop nightclub. It starts at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and finishes at 4 a.m. in the morning. Starts again at 10 o'clock and finishes at 3 a.m. in the morning. So literally, you're clubbing for about 36 hours non-stop, you know? And it's a big nightclub, 200,000 people. So yeah, clubbing was really big over in the UK.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's awesome.
So definitely, I enjoy going to clubbing. I do enjoy going to clubbing.
What month do they have that?
They have it in August. It's called Creamfields. It's the biggest dance festival in the world. It's actually awarded the biggest dance festival in the world. And maybe one day I'll be playing it, along with, say, Nocturne, who is obviously the other half of UKS there.
Me and Vienna will be waiting for an invite, because if you're doing that, we'll be waiting for an invite.
Definitely. You'll always be the first on my invite, along with the Feel Good Records crew. You know, they've got obviously invited because they're electro house music producers as well. Feel Good Records family. Very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Well, I'm all for it. Yeah, I know you're for it.
Definitely. Get a big little club, you know. Yeah.
I will bring my glow sticks. That's what I'll do. I'll bring my glow sticks and start dancing the whole techno
thing. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Who was it? I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. Main Event West, if you ever heard of him. Awesome. He's a good producer. And he actually taught me most of my hip-hop stuff, strange enough. And he introduced me to Nocturne through his website. And he actually used to run a radio show. And whenever he used to play one of my remixes, he used to be like, get the glow sticks out, people. And he used to hype it up really much. And the people, yeah, they gave positive feedback and the negative feedback. But they seemed to like my remixes. But you know what? I really want to get some rappers on there. I want to focus on my on the Grand Zapata album, if you can get it. Nocturne to do a verse.
Yeah, yeah.
Bringing the hip-hop into the house thing. And, you know, just promote everyone. The family, Focus, you guys, Nocturne. You know. And that's all in the future, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it,
definitely.
Too. And I'm most definitely looking for it. I'm a big fan of techno, man, and house music, man. I was raised on that when I was a youngster, and that's what we used to do back in the days. Go to clubs that played house music, and there are a lot of them in Chicago. Chicago is full of house music clubs. People don't know that, but it's full of it. So yeah, man, most definitely. And then I was checking out some of your stuff today. I was like, wow, this guy has all this techno, man, all this house music. I need to get some of that and do some mixes, man, because I can see
definitely.
A future in doing that, man. You got a lot of great stuff, man, underground stuff
definitely.
That nobody else has heard.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say, hopefully, I want to get the album sales up, obviously, the single sales. And, I mean, I'm not one to say, yeah, I'm not the best house DJ. I'm not the house producer. I just want people to like my music. If they're not happy, I'm going to go back to the studio and rework it. If they're happy, I'm happy. And do you know what? Nothing would make me happier than to piss off Simon Cowell and become Christmas number one. You know? I don't want the X Factor to win. I'm fed up with pop music getting Christmas number one. Let's make house come back and let's show them big. You know?
I know you're a modest dude, but can you tell these people about your beat network that you got? Because that is awesome right there, brother. This man owns a beat network, and you can sell your beats on it. And the way it's set up is you have your own account, you have your own stuff, nothing that he does, and you can sell beats on there, and you can sell them for any price that you want. He has people selling beats for $100, so anybody out there listening, you can go on his website, and he'll tell you all about that right now.
Yeah, Buy Best Beats. I own that. I still do. I owned it 09. I started it, shut it down, relaunched it, again with Nocturne, thanks to Main Event West, introducing us. He joined the Buy Best Beats team. And I say, like, we both started putting our beats on there, and we don't see it as we just want the money. We wanted to help people, up-and-coming rappers, to get cheap beats. And it wasn't a case of, oh, yeah, they're cheap because they're rubbish. It's a case of, look, man, I can only afford this. And we don't say, oh, you don't have enough money, so we don't want to work with you. I mean, the best person I ever had was a little nine-year-old, I believe he was. He emailed me and said, we had a video conference. He was like, look, I want you to produce my album. And I was like, okay, I can do that, you know. And I thought, okay, how's he going to pay for it? Is his parents fund it? And he went, look, mate, I've only got $5, and that's my pocket money. You know, I can pay you next month $5 again. And I was like, look, mate, I can't really take your pocket money. You have worked hard for that. I'll produce it for free. And I ended up producing it for free. But he was willing to pay me out of his own pocket money, this little nine-year-old, just to get me to produce his album. And that actually touched me down to, deep down. So, look, I remember when, you know, I'm not one to go, oh, thank you, I just want the money. I just want to work with people. And if that's why I left my beats behind for a bit, to concentrate on my career as an artist now. You know, I'm still a freelance producer. You can still get hold of me to produce. And I'm pretty sure if Nocturne wanted to, if someone asked Nocturne to produce a hip-hop beat, he would. And same with Focus, although Focus is a rapper who you definitely should check out. I mean, I literally downloaded his mixtape the other day, and I have not stopped listening to it since. And out of Atlanta, he deserves the shout-out because he's really good, you know. And it's, you know, there's all these great artists, and then you've got people like Justin Bieber, who's the new Canadian singer, who sang Call Me Maybe, people like that who become number one hits. And it's like, what the hell, you're getting signed, but there's all these great artists out there who are doing much more than you, and they're not even noticed. And that's what actually annoys me about the music industry now, because literally you just have to look cute to get signed, where all these people are putting hard work in and no one wants to know. And it actually pisses me off, to be straight with people, you know? So definitely. And my views are very open, opinionated about music and how it should go.
Well, Dan, I'm really digging everything you're doing, and you got a great position that you're in right now. Hey, can you tell me? I know it's got to be worth a lot of money, man. It's got to be worth a lot of money. How much do you estimate your website being worth now? Have you not checked on it?
For sale, I reckon nearly $500 to buy it outright. With the domain and content, you're looking probably about $1,500.
Wow, I thought it was a lot. Are you sure that's all it is? Because I'm looking at a lot more net, because the website I had was worth $500, and it was literally nothing on it. I mean, it was nowhere near where you got. You got, like, how many people do you have involved now?
It's me, Nocturne, who run it. And then you had three other producers. We fired them all because when I actually went to the States, they actually did not do their job. And it was like, we tried hard for them to say, look, if you want your beats put on the site, you've got to help us out. And they didn't. And they played us around a bit. So I just come back from my holiday and went, all right, you're all fired, and fired them all. And I've just sort of worked with Nocturne closely. And, like, yeah, he is. I consider him part of my family, Nocturne, because he's helped me out with hip hop. He's helped me out with this project, and he's working hard. I mean, okay. I know I keep on it and saying that, yeah, where's the track, where's this and this, but I know how busy he is. So I know that if our album doesn't come out till next year, I'm happy with that, as long as it's good. That's what I mean. And he's a really good producer for what he does. I mean, so yeah. We also offer mixing and mastering. A lot of other sites off from that at the moment. But just guarantee.
You do mixing and mastering yourself, don't you?
Huh?
You guys do mixing and mastering, don't you?
Yeah, I can mix and master because I'm actually a live sound engineer, strange enough. I'm actually a certified live sound engineer. So I do concerts and stuff. Nocturne's a good mixing engineer. Focus, he just mixed Rock Legends, if you heard that on SoundCloud. Focus mixed that. I actually, whenever I have mixing jobs, I actually go to Focus because I know he'll do a better job than me. And, like, I submix it out, so I don't want to make any money. All of it goes to Focus because, obviously, he's taking time out to mix it, and he does really good work. And I like it. I like the way he mixes. So I'll go to him, I go to Nocturne, and I've got stuff mixed.
He's on top of his job, because most of those songs are mixed and mastered by him, right?
Nocturne mixed and mastered most of the UK stuff.
Yeah.
Focus did Rock Legends.
Okay.
I mixed Marry the Night and a couple others. But, yeah.
Well, Who did the light joint?
That was Nocturne. He mixed that. Okay. He also produced it along with me, and he mixed it.
Okay, because I think that's the one that we got to play for tonight. Let me see, because it's getting close to that time right now. Let me check it up. Let's see what we get. We got Light of Life. Who did that? You?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was produced by me and Nocturne.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. Tell me a little bit about that beat, because we're going to play that beat in just a minute.
It's the second out track from our album, Lands Apart. The idea is it has to mix a lead on from 9x9, as in, because 9x9's got the drop at the end, and then...
I like that name. That's hot.
Yeah, they've got the drop at the end, and then Light of Life's got a kick at the beginning, like the, I think, 16-bar kick.
Yeah.
And you get to hear what I like, how I like my kick drums bounce and bang.
Right, that's
the lead on. And I'm aiming for all the tracks to lead on one after each other, so it sort of tells a story, but it doesn't. And that's when the vocals are going to come in. And we are actually looking to film a music video for a couple of tracks out in Denver. So we've got a guy out in Denver who's also called Ben, strange enough. He's going to go around Denver filming the music video for us. Unfortunately, obviously, me and Nocturne won't be there because we're busy. But, I mean, we're going to get people from the local college art school to be in it, and it's just going to be Denver-produced music video.
That's what's up. Hey, Miss Mary, she has a reality show that she's about to do, and they're looking for music over there. I know some of the stuff you get. They will be grateful to have some of it. So I think it'll be a good idea for you to send some music for me to be able to submit to them for their reality show.
Definitely. I mean, most of the tracks on the one my SoundCloud are free download. 9x9, you have to get off iTunes, which is like 79p, or you can get it from Amazon cheaper. But I can actually send you a free version if that's something you would want to feature. I wouldn't be happy. I'm pretty sure Nocturne would be happy for that to go out to you,
yeah,
so you can use it for your TV show.
Yes, sir. And then I have another reality show that somebody's doing, and I think they will be actually grateful to have something too. So that's two shows that you can actually send me something for, and we can submit it to them and see how they like it and see if they want to use
definitely.
It. If they do, then I'll get back to you over to the UK and let you know.
Definitely. I mean, I've unkept my loop. It's cool. I don't mind it. But I'm looking forward to coming to New York again in June. Hopefully the album will make some sales so I can actually have some good time out there. You know, come and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And not worry
yeah.
about, oh, God, I've got to be this. And obviously, hook up with you guys.
Hey, Vienna, go ahead and ask me some questions.
I'm actually interested as far as, like, with the website, because I can't get to the computer right now because I'm putting my son to sleep. I'm multitasking right now. But I would love for you to send me, you know, his links on my Facebook so I could check out the website and everything.
Well, I did send you his information today. I sent you over his bio. I sent you the link to his SoundCloud. I sent that all to you today. Yeah. When you get a chance, just go there and check it out. This dude has some hot music. You think you're talking to just anybody, but this guy has some quality music. I mean, his stuff is ready for radio. It's ready for a TV show. He's hot. This guy's on top of it. Ben is doing his job like no other producer is doing right now and over in the UK. I'm just happy to say that he's a friend of mine, you know, because I've been knowing Ben for how long, Ben, now? It's been about a year?
Nearly 6 months, I believe. It was April when we first met.
Right. I knew it's been...
We met on Tweet My Song, and that's when I first showed you my website. Yeah, about April, so nearly a year, which is going to be good.
Yeah.
And the same Top Cat. I mean, Top Cat obviously has helped me out. I speak to Top Cat probably 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
And he helps me out. I mean, he's got me the male vocalist for the track, which is good. And, I mean, I'd say main event Wes, I've got to thank him for obviously all my music. He's trained me up since I was, I was just doing the basic four-bar loops. And the main event was, like, nah, you can do this. And he showed me some of his music, and Studio Link helped me out. Main Event West helped me out. And I got to thank him. I mean, I would not be where I am without him. I said I would never have met Focus. I would never met Nocturne. I would never have met, you know, all these people who have helped me throughout my career. And I mean, I'm not the best behaved person. I mean, I do get angry very quickly. I admit that. I mean, things annoy me very easily. And, like, I'm going to be truth. Like, I did. Some guy annoyed me. On a music community website, I did take it a bit too far. I mean, I did threaten to burn down his house. I did go a bit too far over the top with that bad boy. And I actually lost the website. I'm not allowed on it anymore. The owner doesn't speak to me because one of my friends took him to court twice. I joined Feel Good Records now. DJ Decoy, he's listening in. Hello to you. He's also a producer of House and Electro, I believe.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I've met all these people thanks to Main Event West, who just hooked me up with these contacts. I mean, which is great.
Right.
That's beautiful. Now, have you worked with any known artists, any mainstream artists?
Mainstream artists. I mean, as far as beats go, I submitted music to TV and film placement. I come number 4 in that.
Right.
I actually got onto Modern Beats chart, and that was up there for 4 weeks. And every celebrity, like Britney Spears, Dr. Dre, Eminem, they interviewed, they actually listened to the top 20, so they have actually heard my music.
Right.
I did make a track for a guy called MC Sez in the UK.
I heard of him.
Yeah, his album dropped before the track was done. So as far as that, no, not really. But I'm not the best producer. I mean, Focus is a better producer than me. Nocturne definitely is. And I just like, you know, I like old school beats. I don't like the 808s. You know, I mean, I really don't like 808s. I prefer layering my kit,
like
making
it
hit hard, making the beat.
That's what I'm into, man. I love 808s, man. I like that deep bass, man. That's what people in the States like. A lot of these black guys, I can tell you right now, everybody's into the 808. Some people are into
I don't like them.
Huh?
I really don't like them.
So you don't like the deep bass? You don't like the deep bass?
No, I prefer making my own bass, playing the guitar. When I got a bass guitar in the studio or my mates in the studio,
okay.
I prefer having them play the bass.
Okay, I got you.
I don't use 808s. No way. It's not my thing. I mean, I tried it. It didn't turn out well. And, I mean, I've probably got half of them.
Every artist likes the 808s, man. I'm just letting you know for food for thought. Over in the States, everybody likes the 808s.
Nah, I can't stand them. I really can't stand them. And that's why you don't hear my music, because I don't like 808s. And I like it old school beats, you know, like it goes boom, tss, boom, 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 tss, stuff like that.
Okay.
And add a clap in, add the hi-hats in. Like, I like doing my work with hi-hats. Like, I will layer 6 kicks in 1 drum beat just to get a decent kick. And then
beat you
to hell.
You said you like 6 kicks?
Yeah, I'll get 6 different sounding kicks, layer them, all submix them, add effects to them, all sorts. And, like, I use 4 or 5 different hi-hats just to get a good hi-hat sound. I mean, I'm very different producer-wise.
Do you like the hi-hats?
Yeah, I like hi-hats. I mean, I've gone away from the whole, this is the way the industry's going. I'm like, well, this is me. If I want to be different, I'm going to be different. And if you don't like my music, I don't care. This is what I'm producing at the moment. I mean, I don't make dirty soft beats. I mean, I got my boy Jay Henry from Atlanta. He does my dirty soft beats when I pay him to do my dirty soft beats. Like, If I need a pop beat, I'll go to Nocturne. If I need, you know, if I need, if I want old school beat, I'll go to me, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do your other producers, do they like 808? Do you like the hi-hats?
I'm going to say yes. They all like their 808s. I mean, not Focus, he likes his 808s, I'm pretty sure. If you're listening, Focus, hit me up on Facebook and tell me if you like 808s. I'd say, yeah, but I'm different, so, you know. Yeah, Nocturne likes his 808s. I'm different. I mean, I'm different. I'm proud to be different. One, because I'm English.
Yeah.
And two, I don't care what people think. You know, it's...
I hear you, brother.
This is the way I feel. It's come from years of me being bullied. I mean, I'm in school, right? I'm going to tell you, right?
Right.
My dad died in 2002, nearly a year ago. Ten years ago. I mean, yeah, the way he died was not, you know, an accident. He did it on purpose.
Right.
And when I went to high school, people bullied me for it. They used to tie me up to a tree, tie my tie, because I went to private school. I mean, I used to have my tie tied to a tree and then go up to me like father, like son. I mean, that hurt me deep down. One, because I looked like him. Two, you know, it's not nice because I'm literally just come out of my dad's death. And I was, every week, I was punching someone in the face, you know. I mean,
wow.
I was probably walking up going for them. And I don't say I'm a hard nut. Like, I'm not one going out to look for trouble, but you're going to come and piss me off. You're going to know about it, or you're going to feel it in the morning, you know.
Right.
Like, the son of the deputy head, as we called him, so the wife of the second person in charge of the school is, I put his son's head through a window in front of local radio DJs, you know. I didn't give a fuck. I mean, he was annoying me, so I put his head through a window. He soon stopped, you know. I'm not a violent person, but
yeah,
when people annoy me, it's going to happen, and you're going to feel it in the morning. I can tell you that. But not because I'm violent. Oh, God, he's violent. I don't want people to think, oh, God, if I go to him live, he's going to punch me. No, I'm not. I'm one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. But piss me off if you're going to know about it in the morning. Trust me. That's it.
Right. Hey, Ben, check it out, man. We need to go ahead and introduce your song, because I want you to get this song out. I want a world premiere. If you don't know what a world premiere is, this is the DJ Black Caesar in Vienna show, so you need to mention us, mention yourself, and mention the song. The song is Light of Life by Ben Retchford. So do a world premiere for this song before we begin it.
Okay, this is DJ Black Caesar. This is the Vienna Show. This is UKS with Light of Life.
Big Ben. That was hot, man. That was really, really hot. Did you
definitely.
Did you mix that down yourself?
No, that was actually the UKS group. Me, which is made up of me, DJ Ratch, and DJ Knock. How we work is, this is a secret. I start producing the track. Like, it all start in my studio in England. This track, I'll just get bored. I'll start producing the track, play around a couple of synths.
Welcome back with DJ Black Knock. Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Keep it live.
Yeah, that was on tab. I was really digging that. You had a lot of quality sounds right there. I didn't hear any 808.
Vienna,
what did you think about that song from 1 to 10, baby?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I'm over here dancing in bed, wishing I had glow sticks, wishing I was in a club right now, shaking my booty, having a drink here and there. I loved it.
Definitely.
I loved it. I, you know, it's been so long that I haven't been in a club scene. It's been so long that I really haven't had the chance to hear some good techno, you know, some good beats.
Definitely,
and that is definitely a hot banger.
Yeah.
Everyone who's listening, I want to say this, right? Everyone who's listening, they can get our first track on iTunes. This is it. It's on iTunes, Amazon, about 20 different retailers. You can hear it on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download it. I mean, yeah, 79 cents or 79p, whatever it is. I can't remember. But you can download it. It's on iTunes now, the first release of UKS 9x9, our first track from our album. You can get it. So you
right.
can go and play it to your heart's content online, or you can hit us up on SoundCloud, Facebook. We're actually on Facebook. UKS has got a Facebook page. You can hit us up on there. And, yeah, me on DJ Knock will hit you back. I say, myself with the Feel Good Records people, they supported me and DJ Knock our music. We send it to them first. They approve it before we decide to release it on Facebook or SoundCloud or wherever. We go and get our guys to check it out. And Marcel, he's done wonders for me in Nocturne. I mean, yeah, as I said, I've just spoken to Nocturne. He said that he's going to get some 808s in one of our tracks just for you, Caesar. He even put a little X, I believe. Yeah, he put a little X next door to it. Yeah, he gave you a little kiss. He said he would put an 808 in there for you, Caesar.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get somebody else in my audience involved, man. Miss Mirror, are you still there? Can you click in real quick?
Yes.
Did you hear that song, Miss Mirror?
Yes, I did.
On a scale of 1 through 10, what do you get at? What do you rate that song, Miss Mirror?
I'll give it a 9.5.
9.5.
Nice.
That's good. That's good. Hey, Miss Mirror. Would you be interested in getting some of those beats from him and checking out for the television show?
Yeah, please send us something, since, you know, it's a new show.
Definitely.
Need some new music.
Definitely.
Cool.
Definitely.
Cool.
I mean, I'll speak to my family. I'll speak to Focus, definitely. I'll speak to Nocturne. I'll speak to myself. And I will get some tracks together and we'll send them all over. I'm pretty sure Focus doesn't mind having his tracks put in TV. I mean, Nocturne won't mind.
Wow.
And I certainly don't mind. It's for exposure, and we're enjoying it. Hopefully we get to play a couple of shows in New York. I know Nocturne would like that, if we can hook that up when I'm over there.
Right. Well, I really would appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
No problem.
Can I get one more person involved? Martha, are you there?
Hello.
Miss Martha. Yeah,
yes.
Miss Martha, what do you rate that song 1 through 10? My man Ben over in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. So good reviews. I mean, this is the first time it's played on radio, so I'm happy with the reviews. I say, if my fans are happy, I'm happy. If they're not happy, something's definitely wrong, so I'm going to be really upset. I'm going to rework in the studio until it's just right, you know. I'm a perfectionist, and I really do. I'm itching to get, you know, if Ultra Music offered me or Spinning Records offered me a deal because they heard that track, I mean, I would take it. I would never forget the Feel Good Records people. They will also be there. But, I mean, I say, if you listen to my interview with Top Cat, like me and Nocturne both there, we actually didn't need you, and we said some of the cities weren't okay, and I'm one of them was Madison Square Garden. I mean,
yeah.
If anyone wants a nightclub for the night, me and Nocturne would actually play Madison Square Garden, and we'll turn it into a nightclub for the night, and we'll have the Feel Good Records crew and Focus all on the tour. I mean,
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey, dude, look, check it out. Give everybody your social networks where they can find you at, how they can get in touch with you, Ben, if you don't mind. And we're going to wrap this up with you, brother.
Definitely. I mean, we're on Facebook, UKS, all capitals. And you should be able to see it via our album art. It's the British flag and the American
you're
flag.
Facebook, you're on Facebook as you. You what?
UKS.
UKS. Okay, I got you.
And our Twitter is official UKS. Is our Twitter DJ underscore Ratch is my personal SoundCloud. So follow me. Send us a message. If you even want us, we'll even mix your song. You know, we're happy to do a few remixes. I mean, I like bass. I like a lot of bass. No?
Hey,
so,
Ben,
yeah,
tell them about your URL to your website. What is it again? www.buybestbeats.com.
Buybestbeats.com. You can get beats, you can get custom beats. You know, just email us with what you want to spend, and one of our producers will do it. We're not here to rob you of your money. We're here to work with you and obviously make a bit of profit because you've got things to do, you know.
Ben, do you have an email you want to give out?
Buybestbeats@gmail.com is the site's email. I use that the most, and you can actually contact me through there. I mean, I'm probably going to get my inbox flooded, I don't know, but I will actually get back to you. You know, it may be a day or two, but I will actually get back to you. Normally I'm pretty quick, so I check on my phone every minute of the day. Because I love getting emails. It's, you know, I know it sounds weird, but I actually love getting emails. Just people emailing me. I love it.
Cool. You know? If you guys want to get in touch with Ben Ratchet, you can get in touch with DJ Black Caesar. I'll send you over his email. I'll send you his information. I'll send you the website. And that's a wrap, Ben. So you're all done, brother. Great interview with you, Ben. We had a wonderful time with you, man. You're a soldier, brother. I'm going to tell you right now, you're a soldier. And the reason why I say that is because you came prepared tonight. And you basically did your own interview because you were talking through the whole thing.
And we like that. We love that.
I'm off to bed now. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. Well, 3 minutes past 2 in the morning. I'm off to bed. I've got to be up at 9 o'clock because I've got ladder training, working at Heights training.
Aww.
I've got that at 9 o'clock
thank
in the morning.
Thank you so much for being with us, Ben. And I thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate
taking the
that.
Time.
We'll
yes, definitely.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, we'll talk to you later, brother. Go do your thing. Get you some rest, man. So we're going to get into this thing with Miss Mary. Miss Mary, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby? Jeez. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Okay, Ben, we'll talk to you later, brother. Miss Mary, how are you doing over there in Memphis, Tennessee?
Well, you know, I'm doing great over here in Memphis, Tennessee. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, I am doing great. Vianna's not doing so good, but she says she's doing good. I don't know what that's
about.
Well,
I'm praying for her and a lot of other people that are going through that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
God, we'll have the prayers at them.
Let me tell you about Miss Mary before we get started. Actually, Miss Mary was at the Players Ball back in the day, back in February. Was that in February, Miss Mary?
No, December 3rd last year.
Oh, wow, man. Jesus.
December 3rd.
Well, hey,
yeah.
you tell us about the Players Ball, Miss Mary. Tell them who you are, first of all, and then let's talk about the Players Ball.
Okay, well, I am Miss Mary, a.k.a. Sexy Miss Mary, and I am from actually Little Rock, Arkansas, but I am affiliate living in the Memphis, Tennessee area. The Players Ball, which me and Black Caesar, we shut it down. We shut down the players'
yes,
ball.
Ma'am.
Man, we did it, and it was so
awesome. You shut it down. You shut it down, baby. You shut it
well,
down.
You know.
I was just there.
Well, Caesar, you know, you say you have 3 minutes of fame, so I had to get my 3 minutes in, baby.
You know, 3 minutes, man. You're basically, it was your night. You was all over. It was your night.
Yeah, well, I'm the 2012-2013 Player of the Year, Female Version Pimpin' of the Year. And I'm loving
yeah.
it. I'm telling you, I'm loving it. I ain't mad at you, girl. Go ahead, girl. Do your thing. Pimp it. Pimp it.
She did her thing.
So
with those fancy shoes she had on. She had some shoes on, Vienna. You would have loved them. The shoes were the bomb.
Yeah. Girl, I hope you take pictures because I want to see them shoes. Well, you know, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Cecil's Boss Lady and Cecil. They have their own video on there, and we did it. I mean, ours is the longest video on there. So, you know, I had to have
yes,
those
ma'am.
Bad shoes on, go with them bad
yes,
legs,
ma'am.
And then fat dress.
You know, this girl
you know,
really had it going on that night. She had the girls with her and everything. She was on top of it.
Oh, yeah. They had all the pimps had they, you know, I'll say they girls. And Miss Mary had her pimpettes with her, too. I had my girls. They had one. I had several.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about, girl. You can't prepare.
Every one of them were fine. They had it going on, man. Miss Mary, basically, she had it going on. She took the night away. I don't care what nobody else says. She took the night away. And I took this away too. I was all over the place showing my ass. You know how I do it.
You sure did. Man, I'm telling you, he just showed his ass, and I was over there fixing him up, getting him ready for the next person.
Oh,
he got my heart in.
Hey, she was, man. She was all over it, man. She was doing her thing.
That was up, though.
Yeah. So, Miss Mary, can you tell us about what you got going on in Memphis? Because you got a lot going on. So can you share some with us?
Yeah, I can. I most definitely will. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, I am a madam, which, you know, that's dealing with the male entertainers as well as female entertainers. On Saturday night, I do a show at Miami After Dark. That's every Saturday night for ladies only. See, ladies like to be loved and pampered, but a lot of us are single. So we go there for our pleasure of needs.
Of course.
You know, the male entertainers, they're off the chain. You know, my son, he's the king of Memphis, Mr. Unforgettable, the future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Miss Mary and him, we travel the world doing what we do. But when we at home, we shut it down here also. You know, and that's on Saturday night. And then, you know, Monday Night Boxing, Pure Passion, where the females box in the ring, I host that along with Hersha B, the number one DJ in the city of Memphis. So, you know, on Monday night, I got something going on for everybody because the females are entertaining that night on Monday Night Boxing. And on Saturday, I got it for my girls, all for the ladies.
That's
wow.
Right. Oh, girl, that's right. You see, that's what I'm talking about. Miss Mary,
yeah,
you'll need to talk after the show. You know what I'm saying? Because it's true.
Oh, God. Here we go again. Vienna.
We need to link up. I love her swag.
Right. You know it. And we're getting ready actually for a big show this weekend. But I just celebrated my birthday, see, so I celebrated.
Happy birthday on October 31st, right?
Most definitely. You know Scorpios run some, Miss Mary.
Girl.
Yes, Miss Mary. You know, I want all the attention. Oh, I want it all.
And
like,
you get it all.
But I try.
You get it. You demand it.
But you know what, though? Well, serious business. You know, like you were saying, the shows that we do is to please my ladies and also to please my men. But, you know, now it's all about now being happy, and it's very hard for men and women, Cecil, to trust each other. You know that?
Yeah.
That's a hard thing.
Yeah.
That's why it's a lot of lonely, lonely ladies. We so afraid. We got a wall up. We got bricks, and we hiding. We
That's
ducking.
Very cool.
I mean, we running.
That's very, very true.
Right.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that because there has been so many men that have been trying to break me down, and I refuse to get broken down. Because you
man,
ain't going to
wall so high.
Hell yeah, girl. Shit, girl, that goes over the extreme.
Yes. I make sure you can't even, my wall so high, you can't even clam over.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't have that damn high. You know? You know, just being
hey, I ain't saying she was smart, too. This lady is a fucking genius. She's on top of it. She's a comedian.
You already know. Oh, Cecil, I'm glad you said that because, you know, this morning, I don't know what was going on. I had been on the phone with the promoters and the producers and the managers and all that for the reality show. Man, I woke up horny at 4, 5 o'clock this morning. I said, now, you know, Miss Mary, you ought to be asleep because there were two things on your mind at this time of the morning, and that was getting some and getting some, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. That's right, girl. Rep it, girl. Rep it.
We got kids listening to this show, man. Y'all be cool with that.
I was just saying some. I ain't saying no bad words. I'm getting some, you know. I didn't get a damn thing. Ain't that something? I was sitting up here mad as hell.
Miss Mary, Miss Poppin' Word.
You gotta
do something. We
gotta
do something,
season. Girl, you gotta do what you gotta do, girl. That's when you go in the drawer and you go ahead and you do you. You feel me?
So, you know, and that's why the reality show is coming. It's coming soon. I want everybody to stay tuned to Cecil and D. They got to stay tuned to you guys because they got to know what's going on with Miss Mary and this reality show.
Yeah,
right,
this reality show going to be the shit.
Girl.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got a question for you, Miss Mary. You got it going on. Everybody knows that by now. If they don't, they're listening to the wrong show. Now, you have a reality show coming up soon. Can you tell us what the reality show is going to be about? Like, some kind of background on the reality show?
Well, I could give you some pieces of it, but I can't give you
the gritty to it. You really can't talk about it.
Yeah, I really can't talk about it, but I can tell you this right here. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for someone that'll be very special for me. Now, that's all I can say is, now, if you're grown and sexy, you can put it together. If she's looking for something, I'm looking for something. And in the reality show, I'm hoping to find it because if I do, oh, my goodness, this will be the most exciting part of my whole entire life. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right.
Is that good, D? I'm telling you, is that good when that, you know, you eat those greens and that macaroni cheese and the candy ends and your mom fixed the roast and the potatoes and the carrots and you take the cornbread and with the thick cornbread you mix all of it up and you eat it and you have a little jalapeno peppers and okra on that thing. Baby, that's how greedy that is. That's how it is.
Actually, you know what? I'm really thinking about what she was talking about at 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, yeah, I'm putting all that shit together, and I'm like, yeah, what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. And then you bust that nut and you're good.
You sure know what to say.
Wow. Okay,
we gotta keep it fun. But at the same token, you know what? I really admire you, Miss Mary, for, you know, being the queen player that you are, or should I say the master of the game for us women.
Thank you.
You know, bringing
you
all
to represent us.
Yeah, absolutely, because if you don't represent us, who will? Especially
right,
someone
right.
with so lavish and your style and grace and just gracing us with your presence here on the DJ Black Caesar Indiana show and just keeping it funky. Because that's what you're doing.
I'm just
keeping it at a hundred.
I've been
waiting. She's definitely going to do that.
Definitely.
I know. I can't wait to meet you, D. I can't wait to meet you because,
I know,
you know,
I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, my God, Cecil, I called him up, and I just want to thank him so much while we're on here because I had called Cecil up in the daytime and just said, look, Cecil, we got to get rich right here, man. We got to do something. And I need this right here. And I told him I needed something. And, man, he blessed us, blessed me with Omar and his wife. And it's just so much just going on right now in all of our life, because with you plan, with you being a part of Cecil, we can't leave you out either, you know. So everything is just going as planned. And I tell Memphis, Tennessee, the first reality show of Memphis, Tennessee will be a success. It will be off the chain. Miss Mary is going to let her hair down. Oh, well, change that 365 days a year, so I could change that every day. But I'm going to let it down, you know. And we're going to get grown, and we're going to be, you know, it's going to be a great look for Memphis. And then it's going to be a great look for Arkansas. And then at the end of the reality, it will be the grand, oh, my God, the finale. Y'all know I want to talk so much and tell it, but I can't. You got to stay
in
these shows.
Okay, good look to Mississippi, too, most definitely. New York and Mississippi.
Oh, never leave y'all out. Never leave Mississippi.
Yeah, we got to bring it to New York, too, definitely. Especially, you know what it is? There's really not so many good programs out here. The same thing as music. You know, there's really, you know, and I hate to say it, I love the mainstream artists. Yes, I do. They're very creative, but, okay, no. You know, people say hip-hop died. No, it moved to the web. That's where it went, is on the internet.
That's what it did.
The same thing with reality.
We're here with the blues and the jazz and the blues. And then, you know, it'll be a lot of people, famous people on my reality show, because my nephew is drummer. Drummer make beats in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's just so much that's going on with the reality show. And
Are you talking about Drama Boy?
My nephew, and Lionheart. It's so many. And you know, hey. And then I'm going to also, Lionheart is my nephew. Drama is my nephew. I got nominated for Comedian of the Year here in Memphis. And the award show will be in April. And that's the SWM Awards with Knockout. And it's so much. It is just so much that's going on season. I have to send a shout out. Let me just shout out to my promotion team. Because, man, without your promotion team, Cecil, you don't have nothing.
Yeah.
These girls Miss Mary. This, Miss Mary. I mean, y'all be talking to me on Facebook. That ain't me. My girls, they are on there. And sometimes I go on there, Cecil, but I let my team handle that because I'm too busy trying to be Miss Mary.
That's right.
Right.
You know.
I can dig.
So I have to send a real big shout out to, like, my kids.
Hey. Hey, what can I do for you this fine day?
DJ Black Caesar says, stay tuned for the best hip-hop and R&B music. Rent due, pay me.
That's what
I love that.
Miss Mary, you were saying that you don't work any of your social networks because you're too busy. Can you tell us what you're busy doing, being Miss Mary?
Well, I'm actually booking shows for Miss Mary. Actually, I'm supposed to be in Chicago this weekend, but some things came up. So I book my shows all over the world. I host my male review shows, female shows, and I do my comedy shows all over. So I book my shows personally myself because, you know, if I don't, then, you know, I confuse my girls because there's too much going on. So I handle that, and I let them handle the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram, and I'm going to handle this telephone because it rings all day, every day, all night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can handle that. But when you say handling Miss Mary, that's a handful because I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother for the first time. I'm a madam. I am a manager. You know, I have so many titles. You know, but when you get through it, if it weren't for God, I wouldn't have none of these titles.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you something, Mary. How did you get involved into the whole madam thing? Is it something that, you see, because, like, I always wanted to be a madam. I ain't going to lie. I always wanted to be a madam. Yes, I did.
Oh, God.
And, I really did. I always wanted to be a madam, but I always got scared. I got scared.
Yeah, you told me
I have my fears.
You said something there. You said something. Actually, I tell anybody, because some people always say that, how do you become a madam? First of all, you got to go out there and get your workers first.
Right.
Got to have
right.
people who work for you. And
right.
and they don't just work for you. They walk with you. They talk with you. They talk for you.
Uh-huh.
If you're not there, they're there, and you're still there. So
right.
when you become a madam, it's called control. I don't bag down. I don't let no one talk smart to me. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. You can be the president. You need to know how to talk to Miss Mary when you get through talking, because I'm going to respect you. You see what
right.
I'm saying? And then it comes
right.
with that pimping. See, you got to have some pimp knowledge. You got to have some pimping skills.
Oh, of course.
You know, a pimp say anything. And you know, a pimp, they dress this way. They talk this way. They hair this way. They
right.
just... You just, I just think I'm the shit, you know?
Yep.
And I ain't going to let no 22 and 21 outdo me, because I'm 43 years old, baby, and I'm at the top of my game.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
right.
That's my
wow.
2012, 13 pimp of the year.
You
wow,
know that's
that
right. You, that's right. Well, then you know what? I think I'm going to have to go to Memphis, Tennessee, because the girls, at one point, you know, when I was scouting girls, they were busted. And if I'm going to be representing, you know, chicks or whatever it is, they got to look good. They can't be looking all busted.
You
got to
have some dime pieces, girl.
Exactly, because that's how you're going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, tripping that easy, girl.
Some dime pieces, yeah.
Hey, Daniela, let me tell
you
something about Miss Mary.
I do.
Miss Mary has the girls together. Every one of them look good.
I would rather pimp the men, though. I would rather pimp the men. Because men for me are easier to find as far as good looking men, and just pimp them out there.
You ought to see the men. Oh, you, the men that's in my circle are so, you know how sometimes you sit back and you just eat some camel soup and you go, good. I be on Folgers, baby. Folgers,
ooh.
I be there. Oh, my God.
God bless
you,
your mama.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so crazy. The first thing I go and say, boy, where your dad at?
You know what I mean?
Where's your daddy? I'm trying to go with their daddy. I'm telling you. So,
oh, Lord.
It's fun. But, you know, I tell everybody it's fun to be Miss Mary, too. Because everywhere
right.
I go, all over the world,
right.
I have so much respect. And I play my song. I had sent it to Cecil, but I don't know if Cecil got it. But I have my own song called Miss Mary Got a Fat Cat.
Nice.
And I have a theme song that's called Fuck 'em, Girl, Fuck 'em.
Ooh.
I got that downloaded. That's the song we're going to play tonight for you, Miss
Mary. Oh, my goodness. It's all over the world, Cecil. I mean, that is my theme song. Before I come out, I actually perform this song. It's my niece song. And, man, when girls hear it, they go crazy.
Ooh.
Right.
I don't know if the world is ready tonight, but some women are going to be calling me, telling me, can you send me that? Sister, can you download
yeah.
it? Sister,
yeah.
yeah, I know.
Oh, that's right.
Because I got their back. I got their back.
You know that's right. Oh, yeah.
Sister, but
oh,
Sister,
yes.
you know what you forgot to talk about, though? The new condom.
What's that?
My new condom.
The new condom?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a new condom?
My new condom will be coming out in about 4 weeks.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Wrap my lips around your that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do.
Wow.
Okay, wait a minute. So, Miss Mary, are you gonna have it in different flavors, or how is it? How
is it? Different flavors. I'm gonna have glow in the dark. I'm gonna have ridges. I'm gonna have that warm sensation. I'm gonna have that hot and warm. But the most important part is Miss Mary's. You know. Because I don't know who Trojan is or Magnum. I don't know those people. You know?
I don't know them either.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'm Cecil. Do you know I'm Cecil? They ever came to the barbecue?
No, man. They
came
to the barbecue.
They ain't came no players ball or nothing.
I never,
so who are they?
There you
You're
going
to be wearing them no more. You're going to be wearing Miss Mary. That's what y'all going to be wearing, Miss Mary.
Hey,
we're going to support our own, baby. We're going to support us.
You know that's right.
Hey, everybody, hold on for a second. We got a caller that has a question. Let's see what the caller is. 803-803, you can ask your question or make a comment if you want.
It is burning hot on the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show tonight.
Miss Mary's tearing it up. Y'all know who this is, man. Y'all know who this is. Kidney CEO, the Southern Hollow himself.
Hi, Omar. Hi, Omar.
Checking in with you, checking in with you. Hello, hello, people. Hello, world. What it do? I am here. I'm just checking in,
what's
man.
Up,
y'all, hey, y'all doing y'all thing like y'all always do, man. I'm proud. Oh, hey, I'm proud of everybody, man. I'm proud of everybody that's doing it. You know, everybody that's part of the show. Miss Mary is about to go down in a major way. Hey,
I just want to call in,
check in like I do. Caesar, what it do, man?
What's up with you, big baby? Hey, man, Miss Mary is on fire tonight. We got a great show. You just missed my man, Ben Wretched from the U.K. It's like 1 o'clock. Well, we had Ben on the show, and basically that's going to be it tonight. Ben and Miss Mary, man. I said we need to let the other guy go because, you know, he basically didn't come qualified with his material. And I told him, I was like, if you don't qualify with your material, man, we got to keep going. So basically, thanks for your support. We appreciate you, and we'll holler at you next year. But Miss Mary
hey,
is taking
it's
care
it's
of that.
Business. It's always business, never personal, baby.
That's
right. Never personal, always
right.
Business.
Yep. Vienna, what it
so,
do?
Man,
what
is
you,
what,
big baby?
What's up with you, baby?
Man, let me tell you, man. We're just sitting over here. I'm going through all this music. You know, for the new reality show that's coming up, I'm trying to get all the submissions I can. I need East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Southwest, Southeast. I need it all, and it's coming in. You know, so
hey,
it's gonna be a lot.
I got some material. I'm gonna send you from the UK in about a day. Once I get it, I'm gonna send you some stuff from the UK. It's gonna be just music, and I think you'll like it because my man's gonna send me some stuff from the UK.
Yeah, we need some instrumentals. I don't have any instrumentals. Well, I have some instrumentals. I get music as well. But, you know, instrumentals are good, you know, for certain parts.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to be going down where, you know, just going to need some instrumentals. You dig?
Yeah, I dig that. Miss Mary, you never know what's going down with Miss Mary either because Miss Mary got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. Miss Mary,
yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm sitting here blushing as usual.
Okay. Hey, so you ready? You ready to get it in?
I'm ready. And you know, everybody, Cecil, I mean, we wanted to just tell everybody that stay tuned. You got to stay tuned to the web because it's very important because a lot of people, you're going to be interested in what's going on. You're going to really be interested.
A lot of surprises.
A lot of stuff going on right now. We're going to let you know about it a little sooner. Once we get everything on the up and up, we will be letting people know what we got going on Facebook, on Twitter. So you guys and LinkedIn, we will be getting with you guys, letting you know what's going on. Everybody's tuned in tonight. Guess what? You're in for a big surprise because you guys are going to be the first to hear it on this show right here, the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show, because we're going to make this public. When we go public, it's going to be viral. It's going to be viral, and it's going everywhere.
That's right. It's going to be a major push around the world, man. You know, we're excited over here at Kismet Entertainment. Hey, man, we got much love for, of course, DJ Black Caesar, Vienna, you know, A Money, you know, Sister Gidget, Sparkle, you know, Miss Mary, everybody, man.
So we believe in
pushing the envelope, and hey, like I say, everybody that's listening in, y'all need to stay tuned because the envelope is about to be pushed like you've never seen it before.
Right.
No
well, hey, you heard from Omar right there, folks. If you don't believe me, believe him because it's going down, big baby. I'm telling you, it's going down in a big major way.
They already know, man. You know,
they don't. They will. Hey, you know what? I want to say something to the people listening right now. You guys need to leave a comment down below on this page right here. Leave me a comment. Leave your information. Leave a website. If you got a website, leave all of your stuff if you want us to check it out. We got people that come here on a daily checking out these shows, man. So if your stuff is not here, you're being left out. I'm giving you a free area to promote yourselves, and you guys aren't taking advantage of it. Also, you guys need to check me out on Facebook because I have a song that I'm submitting to Coast to Coast DJs for placement, and I need 10 votes, and you guys aren't doing that. So I need everybody to go on Facebook and make sure you vote for the song that I got going on there. You got a Facebook area, you got a Twitter area. You can just pick either one. It doesn't matter which one you pick because once you make that vote, it will count for the votes. And then we have a song cause going on Coast to Coast DJs because you guys aren't doing it. Everybody's liking on it. I got 56 or 58 likes. It's not a like page, Dad. I need you to hold on. I need you. Hey, look, there's a like page. I don't care about the like. You don't have to like me this time. Just vote. That's all I need you to do. Vote, vote,
oh
vote.
God.
That's what I need you to do.
You know, it's funny because, you know, there are times that we'll advertise, like, our fan page, the DJ Black Caesar and Vianna show, right? And we get all these likes, but, I mean, like, why are you liking it? You're supposed to go on the fan page and like the fan page. Don't like the post that we just posted. Fan page.
And they know how it works, because, believe me, they know how it works, because I always, when people come to me, I always go there and like on their stuff. So you guys need to do the same thing for me, because I don't need your likes. I need your votes. That's what I need.
That's right.
Hey, it's all about it's all
you
about
know,
the
Omar,
go by.
I'm telling everybody on the phone right now. Everybody's on this phone listening right now. Everybody agree with me. I need you to go vote for the song. That's what I need you to do. Not like on it. I don't need no more likes. Everybody, I appreciate the likes. I thank you for the likes. You can like on this page right here on the DJ Black Caesar Vianna show. You can like this show right here. That's cool. But I need you guys to leave me a vote. So you guys, everybody's listening on this phone right now. If you hear the words coming out of my mouth, I need your votes.
Okay.
Let's do it. Hey, Vianna.
Yes.
Vianna. Have you been talking to Caesar today? Because he's been doing a lot of venting. So obviously,
I know, right?
He's been venting all day.
I spoke to him today. It was just for a short minute. And I haven't spoken to Caesar in a couple of days because I've been running around back and forth, you know, to the storage. You know, so I really haven't been really, like, in touch with my significant other.
We haven't been in touch for about a week. To be exact, it's been about a week. But I already know what Vianna's going through, and I hope she has everybody's prayers on this phone right here because she's going through a lot, guys. I mean, if you guys could see what's going on in New York, you would understand that. And if you heard what Vianna told me today, you would understand it also. Vianna's going through hell right now. So everybody, please give her your votes out there. Everybody's listening in tonight. Please pray for Vianna and her little man tonight. Please do that for me. That'll be great.
Thank you, Caesar. But it's all right. So I'll get him retained again for you, Miss Mary. Don't worry about it. I got you.
No doubt.
Martha will definitely will.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you, Martha here for about 2 months now, so I don't even get to talk to her, man. To be honest with you guys, I haven't talked to Martha. I talked to Vianna more than I talked to Martha.
I'm not saying that.
That's my
true talk. I love
talk
my true talk.
You talk to Martha more than I do, Vianna.
I actually do talk to Martha more than you do. Isn't that great? That's my other half.
Oh, yeah. Why am I not coming at y'all, ma'am?
Because you don't talk to me.
Where you at?
Miss Mary.
Huh? What happened?
Miss Mary.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Mary.
We still got some work to do. You staying busy in Memphis, right?
I stay busy all the time.
Okay.
She's a busy woman, dude.
Well,
she got a lot going on.
You know, I have a lot going on. And then I got, you know, while I'm on here sending my shouts out, I forgot to send my shouts out to the Memphis Grizzlies. Because, you know, Zach Randolph, that's my boy.
Okay,
Zach
okay.
Randolph, you know, I be having to send my shouts out.
Big up to Zach Randolph. I'm telling everybody that's listening right now, big up to my man Zach Randolph.
If y'all don't know who he is, then y'all slacking. Y'all really slacking. Google him, look him up. Hey, Memphis Grizzlies, that's the man right there. So
that's the man.
Yeah, y'all slacking on y'all pimping. If y'all slacking on y'all pimping, if y'all don't know who that guy is, especially if y'all say y'all like sports, you're slacking on your pimping. I said.
You know, tonight you're gonna hear a very special song. You know, my theme song. You're gonna get to hear it tonight.
Hey, can we get into it now, Miss Mary? If you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind. Y'all know I'm ready.
I need a world premiere for Miss Mary. Miss Mary, the show is DJ Black Caesar and Vianna's show. And then give a shout out to yourself. Let's get this song playing real quick.
This song goes out to Caesar and Deanna. This is my theme song for Memphis, Tennessee, and all surrounding area. This is for my ladies. Shouts out once again to my fam. This is my new family, and y'all going to like my song. And girls, hit Caesar up, hit the show up, and let us know how you like Fuck 'em, Girl, Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em, girl, fuck 'em.
That song was hot, baby. Hey, you know what? I don't even curse anymore, but I'm going to tell you, that song right there, I dig what they're saying. The concept of the song is lovely. I'm digging the song. I'm digging the words. Hey, whoever came with the concept, they knew what they were talking about, didn't they?
Man, you sure know what to say. But, you know, it is a really, really true song, though. Really, guys, I play this song because I need ladies of 2013 to start thinking, you know, and you know, just not for women. It's for men, too, you know, because if a woman mistreats you, leave her. Fuck her, too. I'll get you another lady that you like. You know, so we reverse it, you know, but it is so true, and it's down to the point. You ain't got to argue with no man. Just play my song right there. Play that song right there and leave it on his voicemail. He'll get the point.
Hey, Miss Mary. we like to grade. We like to give a song a grade around here, so we're going to grade that song, if you don't mind.
Go ahead and grade it, honey.
Okay.
NerveDJ.com.
Okay, guys. This is how it goes right here. We give that song a scale of 1 through 10. I'm going to ask Miss Vienna. Miss Vienna, where you get that song right there, Miss Vienna?
Miss Mary, I salute you. You are my hero.
I'm your hero, okay?
You is my hero. If you were here in front of me, I would be down on my knees saluting you. I am not worthy. I am not worthy. And just let's go and fuck them. Thank you.
Wow. Hey, Omar. Are you still here, Omar?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm still here. Hey.
Scale of 1 through 10, Omar.
Look, I'm gonna grade this thing, right? But I just need to say this first. Once again, for everybody that's listening, everybody that's tuning in, we talking about big things that's about to pop off. This song is just a small portion of what's happening. So if you listen to the song, you already know that it's about to get really insane. So, hey, let's just say a 10 is equal to 5 stars. I salute that. 5 stars, 10. Let's go.
Yes, brother. That's what's up. I get that song about a 10 also, because I'm digging the word. I'm digging the whole song.
I was already grooving off the beat, but then I'm actually listening to the words, and I'm like, get the hell out of here. I'm like, for real.
Omar.
Say what?
No, go ahead, Omar. I'll wait.
No. I was just saying, oh, for real? Oh, that's how you talk to me? Oh, that's how it's going to be? For real? You know, I'm listening to it. That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Oh, that's how you talk to me now, right? Okay. It's like that? All right. I see how you going to be, man. And there's really nothing to say after that. You either gonna get mad, make up, or leave. It's only three options with that song.
Right. Hey, you know what? I got another question. Miss Martha, I know you're still listening. What you got a song, Miss Martha?
Hello.
Yeah, where you get that song 1 through 10, Miss Martha?
Miss Mayor, I get that song a 30.
Thank you, Miss Martha. She gave it a 30.
I'm going to give it 100.
I see my extra co-host out there, Sister Gidget. What's up, Sister Gidget?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey.
Greetings to everyone, DJ Black Caesar, Miss Mary, Miss Martha, Miss Vienna, Brother Omar, much love, One Nation, One Love, you know how we do?
Yes.
Hey, Miss, where you get that song? You heard the song, right? Where you get that song, 1 through 10?
Well, I'm going to tell you, that song I am declaring on this day is the woman's national anthem.
I agree.
So
wow.
$10 million to you, baby. $10 million. Since Caesar loves that number 10, I'm going to give you $10 million.
Wow. Okay. Okay, guys. That's
all
great.
I can say, fellas, look at
DJ.com.
Okay, guys. We're going to get on into the show right now. We're gonna play another song for you guys out there that are actually listening and see what the words coming out of my mouth. And I'm sure Sister Gidja will love it because it's one of her songs. So we're going to get into this song right here, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Brothers, that's Sister Gidget's song right there. We're going to hold that song for Sister Gidget. Hey, Vienna, I got a question for you, Vienna.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, Vienna. I know you got hard times in New York. Can you let me know, basically, is everything cool now in New York, or is everything back to normal, or is it getting back to normal or what?
Well, actually, you know what? With the northeasters that we had and the snow, a lot more trees came down this round instead of the hurricane.
Oh, wow.
We had the flooding and everything, but a lot more trees came down. And a lot of power lines are still down. Rockaway Beach out here in Queens, that's gone. Uh-huh. We don't have a beach anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, that's gone.
It's gone completely?
It's done completely. There's no boardwalk. Being that it's owned by the Parks Department, they're hiring, actually. The Parks Department is hiring for the cleanup, and that's going to be a whole year, basically, you know, to just clean it all up and rebuild the beach again. A lot of people lost their homes. I mean, it was just a disaster. Anyone that lived in the beach, even Staten Island got hit terribly. I mean, you know, we're still in a state of emergency, but I mean, it's just, I was blessed to have light in the apartment, even though with the Northeastern, that's why I wasn't on the show last week. I had no power. And I had no cell phone, so that made it even worse. But other than that, you know, well, luckily everything got restored, but everything else got damaged. Like I said, in the storage, but. I mean, you know, people are still struggling. A lot of people got evacuated. A lot of people lost their homes. The shelters are all filled up. It was messy. It's still messy. And, you know, we still have, like, a lot of, you know, FEMA still giving out a lot of overtime, you know, to city employees. They're hiring, you know, a lot of contractors for the cleanup. And it was just a mess. And I tell you something, though, we've been through 9/11, we've been through hurricanes, we've been through a little tornadoes here and there, but this one, I mean, you know, with the people that I've spoken with, it was scary. We really got scared on this one. It was scary. Yeah, it was scary.
Wow.
And we're not prepared for that, you know, and, you know, it's just, you know, just to clean up, it's going to take some time, but you know what, you know, we got to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, just keep pushing forward, and you'll come out on the on top again, Vianna. You'll be all right, and your little man will be all right also. And you people in New York, everybody will be all right, because we're not just praying for you. We're praying for everybody in New York. So,
exactly.
Yeah, everybody. So, Miss Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Miss Mary, right now you got about 7 minutes left, and I want you to give all your social networks out to the rest of the people that are listening. If you don't mind, give your Twitter, your Facebook, your LinkedIn. Give your social networks out if you don't mind.
Okay. You can find Miss Mary at ABTY2007@yahoo.com. You can find me that way on Facebook. You can also find me the same way on Twitter. And if you like information on how to book me, my information, am I allowed to give the number?
Yes, ma'am.
My number is 901-649-5238. Once again, that's 901-649-5238. You can find me all over. When you see my Facebook, you see Male Entertainers. It's okay. I accept men too. I'm looking for you anyway. But I wanted to shout out to my children, Lamar Dez in Georgia, and my new grandbaby Landon. And I sent shouts out to my whole team, and I sent shouts out to Memphis, Tennessee. I love Memphis, but I love Little Rock, Arkansas even more. And I love the surrounding areas all over the world. Chicago, Ohio. I have to say this, they have a fit. Dallas, Mississippi, Cincinnati. I've been Chicago, California. I just want to tell everybody I love you. And remember, fucking girl, fuck them. I'm coming to your city, so be calling for me, looking for me. I'll come and shut your city down. And I love you guys. Thank you for inviting me to the show. I love both of you guys. I can't wait to meet you, Dee. Miss Mary, love you. And Cecil, I love you, too.
We love you, too, honey.
Thank
we
you,
love
Miss Mary.
Too.
And we love you. Miss Mary, it was great having you on the show tonight, Miss Mary. You were wonderful. You did a good job, as always. Just like you turned it out the Players Ball, you did the same thing here tonight on the DJ Black Season Vianna show. And it was fun having you on the show. This is probably the most fun show that I've ever had on right now. I'm just letting you know. You did a good job. You got me saying this is the best show that we had in a long, long time, girl. And we had some major artists on this show. So you were the major artist tonight.
So much. But, hey, y'all some great hosts. Y'all made it so easy. Thank you.
What's your URL?
Okay, ABTY.
ABTY. Okay.
2007@yahoo.com. And to break it down, that's all about the youth. I own a youth company also.
beautiful.
Hey, does anybody have any questions for Miss Mary before we get off the phone? Okay.
Caesar, you talking to me?
Yeah, does anybody have any questions for Miss Mary?
Oh, I don't have any questions. I just want to say, hey, you did a great job. I'm proud of you. You know, much love, Miss Mary. Just ready to get it in and just ready to get it in and take it down.
Yeah, everybody get ready for the reality show. Stay tuned to Caesar and D Show. Stay tuned. We will be bringing it. You think this is funny now? You haven't seen shit yet.
Tell them, they don't know, do they? Check it out. I'm going to be hosting the Miss Mary Show. I'm going to be the host, so you guys think it's going to be fun, guys. It's going to be the same thing over and over again. We're going to do it real big with Miss Mary. So you guys need to tune in to that show. When we let you know when it's coming out, we'll let you know when it's coming on this show right here, the DJ Black Caesar Vienna Show. So just stay tuned and tune in every Wednesday, that is, at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Make sure it's at 7 o'clock Central Time. We'll have somebody else from the U.K. I got a couple more artists over there that I'm going to be interviewing and bringing them on live. So, you know, just tune in, man. We got a lot of things going over here. We'll probably get 50 Cent. Also, I'm in the verge of getting in touch with 50 Cent. And also, I'm getting in touch with LL Cool J. So you guys need to tune in every weeknight, every Wednesday it is, because you never know who's going to be on the show. Sister Gidget has a show that comes on Thursday. You guys need to be in tune for that show. Basically, it's not like this show, guys. It's a politics show. She does politics, and they have a lot of things that's happening with the life situations, with what's going on in the world. So, hey, Sister Gidget, you there. Tell them what you got going on, baby.
Well, tomorrow we will have Dr. Wesley Muhammad, and he is an Islamic studies philosopher. And so he's going to take us back to the origin of man. And it's very interesting, and he's a very passionate speaker. So if you've never heard Dr. Wesley speak, please tune in tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. He's a joy to hear. Trust me.
DJ Black Caesar?
Yes, sir.
I'm just letting you know, I'm going to have to ban my wife from listening to your show when LL comes on.
Okay, well, I got you, man.
You're going to have to ban me, too.
Hey, it's a long story. Hold up. Just for the record, it's a long story. It's not about me. It's not about me not liking him. It's a long story that I share with you. I share with you off air, but it goes back to he and I being on tour together on the New York Fresh Fest back in 1983. Yeah, that long story.
Okay.
I like the way he licked his lips. That's my favorite part.
You know, Excuse me, y'all. I never get on these calls, but let me just go ahead and say that I will not be banned from the show when LL comes on.
That's right.
I never get on this phone and talk, hey, everybody. But he already knows when LL comes on, he will be on mute. He will not be allowed to talk.
I
do think I will post a picture of LL on Facebook tonight just
hey,
for
boss.
My husband.
Hey, boss, I got you, boss.
Miss Mary, crack it up. All right, y'all have a good night. Hold on.
Okay, we'll holler at you, baby. Okay, guys, we got 32 seconds to go. The show is winding down, so I'm going to play my outro. You guys stay tuned. Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, it goes down right here on this show right here. Check it out. Don't be late because we start up pretty pumped, so you guys need to be here. But I do have an outro for the song, if you guys don't mind. And I'm about to play it now because we're about to go off, so check it out.
And the new theme song for DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show is coming real soon.
Good. I've been waiting for that.
Putting the finishing touches on it.
Okay, that's cool, brother.
what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Break through, baby. Ha-ha! Yeah! Suckers!
Okay, good night. Everybody have a good time tonight.
Good night.